efficiency ends up with a, you know, a box score of having 30 or more points, but maybe fans are watching the scoreboard move or watching individual scoring, which I don't for the most part, unless I see somebody really struggling. I get in on our, how efficient are we each possession, and obviously he's playing in a very efficient way right now, and that's a credit to him and obviously his teammates for helping all this come together.
That's our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Halftime, the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 38, Oregon 26. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take a look at some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 50-50 from the field, 15 out of 30. They're doing their work inside the arc here so far. 2 of 12 from 3, 6 of 6 at the foul line. The Ducks 11 of 32 overall, 4 of 14 from the arc. The Badgers are plus 7 on the glass. Points in the paint, 26 to 12 in favor of Wisconsin. John Tanjay with 16 points. Stephen Crow with 10. Jackson Shellstad has 8. Nate Biddle played all of 7 minutes, 5 points. He had 3 fouls in the first half of play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 38, Oregon 26. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. We're back for the second half in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
We're ready for the second half here at the Kohl Center alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Wisconsin 38, Oregon 26. We saw a little bit of the John Tanjay show. We saw Stephen Crow. Those points in the paint, Butchie, 26 of 38 in the paint. Again, we know this team is the best three-point shooting team in the league. Well, that's not dropping today, so, okay, well, let's get it done another way.
Well, I think that's where it goes, too, and that's where you know you've got a great team is when they understand that. They understand where their strengths are. They go ahead and take advantage of that, and we've really now seen it back-to-back games, right? I think that's the biggest thing. You look at, okay, we're going to get the ball in the post and do this. You know, you talk about John Tanjay also taking over Steve, Big Steve with 10 points. He was ultra-aggressive early on. John Tanjay didn't score in the first 11-plus minutes. He has 16 points in the first half. Like,
he goes on those runs where he's going to get.
The runs are ridiculous.
He'll get you 9 or 10 in a row, 15 of 17. The team scores are courtesy of him.
Well, I mean, it's what he's been able to do is unbelievable. I mean, I'm not going to say it now because it's halftime, so make sure you stick around for the post-game comments on what I'm going to say about it. But I mean, the kid is so special, and this team, just they understand their roles. I mean, he's 6 of 10, and not one did I feel was forced.
No.
Except maybe the corner three. Maybe.
But
that was a why not.
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah, neither one of us go, well, yeah, go ahead.
Correct, yeah. But it just, I mean, it really is. Now, if you're Wisconsin, Biddle's got 3 fouls. Know that he's going to be a big part of what they're trying to do. They really haven't got into that pick-and-roll action because of Biddle's foul trouble. What do you do?
See how the Badgers attack him as the second half is underway. Wisconsin with the first possession, moving to our right. Stephen Crow hands off to Max Klesman, driving right, Leland pushes it up, and that's swatted out of bounds by Nate Biddle.
That's where I would have loved Max to play off of 2 feet there. Knowing that Biddle, you know, averages two blocks a game, he's coming. I mean, that's just what it is.
Blackwell will inbound, opening minute, second half, 38-26 Wisconsin. Blackwell looking. Goes at the crowd. He'll feed Tanjay between the circles. TJ Bamba defending Tanjay. Now Klesman around a winter screen. Steps back. 3 on the way is good for Max Klesman. His first points today. 41-26 Wisconsin. Opening minute of the second half. Brandon Angel. He'll throw to Bamba. Loops it in to Nate Biddle. Mid post left. Tanjay digging. Helping crowd. Left shoulder turn. Biddle up right hand. No good. Rebound gathered by crowd. One and out for Oregon. And now Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Leads Crow left side. Biddle defends. Giving Stevie a little bit of space there. A handoff now to Tanjay. Tanjay against Bamba. A screen from Crow. Bamba works over it. Tanjay left corner. Contested 3 is short, no good. Brandon Angel the rebound.
A tough shot there for John. That's probably the one early on here. Didn't need that one.
A minute gone by, second half, 41-26 Wisconsin. Brandon Angel for 3 left of the circle. Off the right side iron, but the offensive rebound of the putback from Nate Biddle. 41-28 Wisconsin. Second chance points have been few and far between here for Oregon today, but Biddle delivers there as Winter will feed Crow, top of the arc, hands off to Klesman, off the Crow screen, inside feed, wide open, Tanjay missed the dunk.
That's offensive.
And then, yeah, offensive basket interference, he was hanging on to the rim, that was an easy money, and it was not paid off there by Tanjay.
I'm surprised they didn't call a tech on that.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
I thought it, yeah.
They were giving him, I guess, benefit of the doubt that there was a little self-protection, but he was all alone.
Yeah.
So it's the lesser of the evils there, the basket interference. Here's TJ Bamba to the line, lobs it into Biddle, low on the left, up and in. And Nate Biddle with 4 quick ones in the second half. 41-30 Wisconsin, not quite 2 minutes gone by second half of play. Blackwell gets a high screen from Winter, throws it to Nolan, left of the circle, Angel defending. A handoff to Tanjay, off the screen from Winter. Now a bump from Angel. Tanjay, still left side, feeds Crow, right of the circle, flips to Klesman. Good close from Shellstat. Max slips it into Crow, right block up over Biddle. Good. Crow with 12. 43-30, Wisconsin, 2:20 into the second half. Shellstad up the floor for the Oregon Ducks. High screen from Biddle. Shellstad top of the circle. Whips it to Angel. Fakes the three. Steps up mid-range. Left wing, no. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. Here comes John up the floor for the Badgers. Shellstad waits for him right of the circle. A feed to Crowd, top of the arc. One dribble, now finds a cutting. Klesmet to the rim, layup good.
And they're getting those back doors because of how aggressive Oregon is playing. They're trying to topside him. When you're topside, instead of fight through the contact, just cut back door.
15-point lead, Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes into the second half. 45-30, the Badgers. Angel skips it to Barthelemy on the right side. Drives baseline, pushed it up from 8 feet away. Off the rim, no good. Klesmet the rebound. One and out again for Oregon. Here's Max feeding Crowell. Left of the circle is Stevie. Pivots, throws to Winter, right of the circle, sends to Tanjay. Crowded by Bamba, Tanjay on the right side. Back out the Crowd, top of the circle, and tried to feed it into Winter and bounced it behind Nolan and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. It's Kamari McGee now in for Klesmet. Carter Gilmore in for Crowd. He played just a couple of minutes in the first half, picked up two fouls. Angel is out, Kwame Evans is in for Oregon. 16:40 remaining, 45-30 Wisconsin. Bamba dribbles off the left wing in the paint, shoots over Winter and connects.
TJ Bamba
with four. 45-32 Wisconsin. Xavier Tracy in the game and putting some pressure on Blackwell, who gets it across the mid-stripe on the left wing. Blackwell feeds Winter top of the arc. He rotates to McGee. Kamari bounces to Winter. Biddle single coverage. Winter backing right block. Floats it up and in. Pretty. Six for Winter, 47-32 Wisconsin. Shellstad out high for Oregon. 4 minutes gone, second half. Evans open three, left of the circle. That short, long rebound to Carter Gilmore of Wisconsin. Still missing
a lot
short.
Of short. I was going to say, it's happened all game long. To me, it's his tired legs more than anything.
Carter Gilmore out high. Gilmore hands off to Blackwell. John left side against Evans. Got by him in the lane. Right block, takes it to the wing. 12 of the shot clock. Blackwell, he'll go ahead, takes the three, and missed it off the front of the rim. No good. Shellstad the rebound. And here comes Bamba up the floor for Oregon. Hits the brakes, feeds Jadrian Tracy. Wide open three, right corner. Back rim, no good. Rebound tipped and run down by Blackwell for Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes into the second half, 47-32 Wisconsin. Winter feeds Tanjay, and he got crowded, got fouled, as a matter of fact, by Bamba. That'll be three on TJ Bamba as we have the under 16 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:20 remaining. Wisconsin 47, Oregon 32. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives,
not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 47, Oregon 32.
Wisconsin has been crisp offensively to start the second half off. A couple of questionable shots, which we haven't been able to say a whole lot this year at all. But they've kept that buffer. They're still up three in the second half. That's the crazy thing about this half, is it's not like offensively the ball's flown. You know, they haven't necessarily made that extra pass for each other. They're still up by three, and it's the defense. Defensive end, where
the Ducks 3 of 9 from the field to start the second half. John Tanjay sideline left will inbound to the front court. Gets it into Carter Gilmore. Back to Tanjay out front. Shellstack comes out on him. A screen from Winter. Tanjay to the free throw line. Goes inside. Winter catches low on the right. Pushed it up short. No good. Rebound batted around. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Oregon. Nolan couldn't quite get a good grip on the ball there. He's trying to finish.
That was tough. I mean, it was a tough pass, tough catch, tough finish.
Jadrian Tracy throwing to Biddle. Oregon moving to our left in the second half. Biddle with a handoff to Shellstad high on the right. Janicki is on him. Now Biddle skips it. Nice catch. Moss. Raheem Moss back in the game in the left wing. Moss against Tanjay. Moss loops it into Tracy. Spins left of the lane against McGee. Shot up and in.
Offensively, the last possession for Wisconsin had three toughs. Yeah, when you have three toughs, the result probably isn't going to be that good.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
47-34, Wisconsin, 14:35 remaining. Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay, high on the left. Tanjay feeds Gilmore. Pass fake, puts it on the deck. Gilly to the free throw line, out the Winter. Good look at a three, right of the circle. Back iron, no good. Rebound to Raheem Moss of Oregon. Here come the Ducks, down 13 with 14:15 remaining. Shellstad outside left, turns down the Evans screen, drives left of the lane
so
to the
quick.
Rim, layup good.
I mean, he is so quick.
He does have a burst. 47-36 Wisconsin with 14 minutes to play. McGee finds Tanjay in the lane, splits two defenders. Now he'll fade, he'll flip, baseline right, short, rebound Biddle of Oregon.
Offensively, the ball needs to keep moving. I know Oregon's in that zone.
Shellstad gets bumped by Jack Janicki, and that'll be his first and the first of the half on Wisconsin. So Oregon is on the brink of getting right back in this thing. 47-36 Wisconsin. Blackwell will come in for Tanjay. Klesmit subs for Janicki.
And I think that zone for Oregon a little bit kind of given Wisconsin offensively a little bit of, you know, stalling more than anything. Ball hasn't popped as much on that offensive end.
Jackson Shellstad against Kamari McGee. Goes inside, knocked away by Winter. Diving is McGee and Shellstad. And McGee recovers and gets a timeout. There is pure hustle from Kamari McGee as he lays out to get the loose ball. And this will be a full timeouts, and we'll take a break for comprehensive coverage of college basketball. Tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. We'll step away. 13:41 remaining in the game. Wisconsin 47, Oregon 36. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
That's MVP, 13:41 remaining. Wisconsin 47, Oregon 36. Badgers have been able to keep it double digits, but what you just feel like if you're Oregon, you're a bucket or two away from making this thing maybe more interesting than it should.
Well, yeah, that's where that last possession with Kamari McGee getting on the floor and stealing one there was so huge in this, because if Oregon scores, now it's a single-digit game. They feel like they're flowing a little bit better. And offensively for Wisconsin, it continues to go down, and now all of a sudden you don't have that chemistry. Timeout allows Greg Gard not only to get that possession, but just settle everyone down.
McGee up the floor. They try to trap him. He gets a pass away to Blackwell. Feeds Nolan Winter in the right corner. Back out to Kamari. Out to Klesman. Right corner three. Got it.
They ran that same play with John Tanji earlier in the first half against the zone. And at some point, Oregon's got to recognize that if not, you're going to have a corner three, and it's going to be buckets.
50-36, Wisconsin. 13:17 remaining. Raheem Moss turned it down. They work along the perimeter. Evans loops it inside to Nate Biddle. Backing on the left block. Turn steps through, goes up and in. Crafty work inside Biddle. He has 11. 50-38, Wisconsin with 13 minutes to play. Blackwell out high. Oregon back into the zone to start the possession here. Max Klesmet outside left. And it's knocked away. He runs it down near half court. Now Gilmore feeds McGee. Left corner three. It's almost automatic. McGee open in the left pocket, and he drills it again. 53-38, Wisconsin with 12:37 remaining. Kamari McGee comes into the game better than 55% from three this season. Shellstad goes into Biddle. Left of the paint, and he faces up and rises up. Gets fouled by Winter, and that's the first on Nolan Winter.
You know what great teams do? Great teams don't let other teams go on runs. And we just haven't seen that. I mean, Oregon, three of the last couple possessions offensively. They're scoring it well. They're getting some chemistry on that end. But Wisconsin just has not let them go on a run.
Nate Biddle at the free throw line, and he is no good with the first. No, you're right. And again, this defensive work from Wisconsin has been terrific. Mookie Cook now checking into the game for Oregon and for Evans. Doesn't play a ton. 6'6 sophomore out of Portland, Oregon. Supreme Cook also ready to come in. Biddle hits the second free throw, and Biddle with those three fouls will sit down. He had those three fouls, yeah, in the first half.
But there's also 12:27, yep, on the clock, which means there's a media timeout coming with 27 seconds.
Yep, buy him a little time, a little extra time. Presses on. Blackwell had a pass deflected out of bounds by Mookie Cook. We have 12:23 to play, 53-39 Wisconsin. As the Badgers get organized against this Oregon full court press. Klesmet will throw it in. We go into Blackwell. Raheem Morris defending. Blackwell finds the middleman, Nolan Winter, across half court. Knocked away by Tracy, but a foul. Trying to kick it left wing to Gilmore. Tracy going for the pilfer, and he picked up the foul, his second. And it's 2-1 Oregon here in the half. 12-18 to play. The lead is 14 for the Badgers. Blackwell sideline, right will inbound it. Flips it into Kamari McGee. Shellstad defends. High screen Gilmore. Kamari trying to turn the corner. Left of the lane goes up. Low in the left hand. In. McGee finishing. He has five. 55-39 Wisconsin. 12:05 remaining. Mookie Cook top of the circle. He'll throw to Shellstad high on the left. Shellstad takes it between the rings as Blackwell will check him. Supreme Cook coming out to set a high screen. And Shellstad will take it right of the lane. Pulls, pops, back rim, no. Rebound, Gilmore for Wisconsin. 11:48 to play, 55-39 the Badgers. Kamari McGee hits the brakes at the top of the circle. Feeds Klesman outside left. That's off the screen. Tried to get it in to Winter. Stolen away by Supreme Cook. Turnover, Wisconsin. Shellstad, a feed to Tracy. Open three near the right corner is good. And off the turnover, a bucket for Oregon, 55-42, Wisconsin. 11:22 remaining. Ducks set up the press. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Jadrian Tracy is on it. Blackwell loops it to Gilmore across half court. Carter will wait for his teammates, and they go into the offense. Klesman loops to Nolan Winter, top of the circle. Beats Blackwell on the right side. Gets a screen from Winter. Blackwell slips to Nolan. Low on the right. Slam dunk. There it is again.
Well, it is, but I was just thinking, you know how good John Blackwell has been today? He's one of five, but he has been so calm and the calming effect for this Wisconsin offense at that point guard spot when he's been there.
57-42 Wisconsin with 10:45 remaining. Raheem Moss outside right feeds Mookie Cook into Supreme Cook, and he gets fouled in the lane. They're going to get Klesman there, I believe, and they will. And that will be the first on Max. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 10:41 to play. Wisconsin 57, Oregon 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower and capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 10 minutes, 41 seconds remaining here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin 57, Oregon 42. Still keeping their distance.
Well, like I said, that's what great teams do. And, yes, we can use the word great with this team right now. I know there's still, you know, enough basketball to be played. But what they've done and how they've gone about it, they really have done a fantastic job of just Oregon's making a run. All right, they can relax a little bit. Oregon's, you know, like it just they keep finding ways so that those runs don't become huge. I like they're scoring, then Wisconsin comes down and they'll score. It's been fun basketball this afternoon is what it's been.
John Tanjay with 16 points. Steven Crowell with 12. All of Tanjay's points coming in the first half. Jadrian Tracy, Jackson Shellstad with 10. Nate Biddle has 12, including 6 here in the second half.
And here's the thing. Wisconsin, they've made 5 threes. They've gotten to this free throw line 6 total times. They're 6 of 6, but they've only gotten there 6 times. Like, they just, in a game that's just different.
Yeah.
But you look at points in the paint, 32. And that goes back to understanding where the ball needs to go and making the right play.
And Oregon has attempted 2 free throws all day. In fact, a few minutes ago, Nate Biddle, he split his free throws, the only 2 attempts for Oregon. 10:41 to play, 57-42, Wisconsin. A foul before the media timeout assessed to Max Klesmann. Got Janicki along with McGee, Blackwell, Gilmore, and Crowell on the floor. As the Ducks inbounding. And
he's been following John Blackwell. Yep. Yeah, John grabbed.
That'll be the first on Blackwell. And number 4 on Wisconsin. So they'll try again to inbound it. They send it into Barthelemy. Beating Mookie Cook. Baseline right. Tossed it back out to Barthelemy. Gilmore is on him. Now Tracy versus McGee. Jadrian Tracy, top of the arc. Sends to Barthelemy on the left wing. Barthelemy dribbles to the top of the arc. Crowell picks him up. 5 on the shot clock. Barthelemy right lane line. Runner is good. Keyshawn Barthelemy with 4. 57-44 Wisconsin. Press back on for Oregon. Blackwell, double team. Loops it to McGee. Darts it ahead to Jack Janicki. Hits the brakes. Throws to Crowell. Right of the paint. Backing on Supreme Cook. Backing is Crowell. Turns baseline. Whips it to Janicki. Out to Blackwell. Can't get loose. Gives off to Gilmore. Top of the arc. Carter dribbles to the right wing. Tossed it back out to Crowell. 7 on the shot clock. Crowell hands off to Janicki. 4 to shoot. Ball knocked away. Mookie Cook to steal. Gilmore is back. And Cook, not quite comfortable handling the ball, throws it to Barthelemy instead, who splashes a 3. And here come the Ducks. 9:40 left in the game. 57-47 Wisconsin.
We don't see Biddle in the game from Oregon. One of it is, I think they're just trying to speed Wisconsin up.
Yep. Kamari McGee behind the back on the dribble, to the line, down the lane, to the rim. He'll lay it in. There's
best way, I was going to say, best way to attack pressure is to do that, just that, right? Like, get down, go look to score, attack it. They're going to have to change it up.
Nate Biddle's about to check back in. And 3 of his teammates will be checking back into the game with him. And Kamari McGee providing a spark in the second half. Played but 2 minutes in the first. He has 7 points in the second half. Tracy outside left. Badgers up 12. Ball knocked loose. McGee gets the loose ball. Here comes Wisconsin. Kamari pushing, leaves it for Gilmore, drives baseline left, gets it back out to Blackwell, wide open 3, right side, off the rim, no good. 2 open, I guess. Supreme Cook the rebound. 8:50 remaining, 59-47 Wisconsin. Raheem Moss sets the floor for Oregon. High screen from Mookie Cook. Moss right elbow, off balance shot, off the rim, no good. Going up strong for the rebound is Jack Janicki for Wisconsin. And the redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, up the floor. Throws to Crowell, low on the right. He got tied up and fouled by Keyshawn Barthelemy. That'll be his first.
Guards are rebounding really well for Wisconsin. John Tonja with 4, Max Klesmann with 4, Jack Janicki with 3, John Blackwell with 6. Mm-hmm. You want to know that was, you know, Oregon over the last 3 games, offensive rebounds have been, you know, they've been much better than normal, right?
Yes.
Well, Wisconsin, their guards are coming down and collapsing and not giving anything to Oregon.
Second chance points at a minimum, both sides 7-4 in favor of Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Right of the lane against Nate Biddle. Now they double from Angel. A throw to Xavier Amos down the lane to the rim. Throws it up off the bottom of the rim. No good. Biddle the rebound. And a long outlet. Shellstad trying to run it down, and he does. Right corner gets trapped. Ball tipped away by Kamari McGee in a turnover. Here's Blackwell out to Kamari. Baseline left. Driving reverse layup. That got spiked by Biddle. McGee runs it down. It'll go to the backcourt. It's okay. It was deflected. They'll play on with 17 on the shot clock. And McGee calmly brings it across the midstripe. High screen Crowell. A feed to Amos. He'll try a 3. Right side, good. First points for Xavier Amos. As the Badgers extend the lead back to 15.
They just haven't let Oregon get comfortable at all as far as just coming back in this game.
62-47 Wisconsin. 7:40 remaining. Barthelemy between the arcs. A bounce to Biddle. Right of the circle with a shot fake. Moving in on Crowell. Goes up right hand over everything. Pinballed out to Barthelemy. Tries a 3. Left corner. Good.
Yeah, we've kind of seen it on both sides, right?
Get a couple of excuse me buckets, right?
Absolutely.
Timeout taken. by Dana Altman, and this will turn into the under eight media timeout. We'll step away. 7 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 62, Oregon 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Minutes, 28 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. We thought that was an Oregon call timeout, but apparently it's just your under eight media timeout, which could be important. Oregon would still have three timeouts remaining, the Badgers with two. Wisconsin leads Oregon 62-50. So while the Badgers have kept their distance, Oregon isn't folding the tent quite yet either.
No, and you look at this, obviously, with Wisconsin, the way that they shoot the ball from the free throw line, best team in the country. So, obviously, a 12-point game, 7:26 left. At some point, you're going to have to start fouling Wisconsin. Now, I know you're a couple minutes away from that, but that's just one another advantage Wisconsin has. They've been really good in just understanding where they've needed to go with the ball. 34 points in the paint. They've only made six threes, and they're still up by 12.
Oregon with three fouls. The Badgers have committed four. Brandon Angel will be in the face of Xavier Amos, who will be inbounding. Throws it into Kamari McGee. As Oregon will release in the full court press, Kamari brings it up uncontested as he angles it to the left side. Around an Amos screen, feeds Crowell top of the circle. Steps to his right. Bounce pass, John Tanjay against T.J. Bamba. Tanjay off the right wing, and he just lost it into the hands of Nate Biddle. And another Wisconsin turnover. Here comes Bamba. Chance to cut it to 10 or 9 with a long shot. 7 minutes to play, 62-50 Wisconsin. Barthelemy between the circles. It's against Blackwell. A throw to Bamba. Sends to Brandon Angel on the left wing. Wants to back out to Barthelemy, top of the arc. Left elbow, shot clock is at 5. Shellstad feeds Bamba, turns it to Barthelemy with a shot fake. 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Barthelemy hangs, throws one up. Off the rim, no. Rebound grabbed by Amos. He stumbles to the floor. Ball is loose, picked up by Tanjay. And Barthelemy did what he can, just trying to get it off the rim, but Xavier Amos with good work. Here's McGee throwing to Crowell. Left of the circle. Biddle defends. A throw to Amos. He's with Angel. Wraps it to Tanjay. Baseline right. Driving to the goal and runs it up and in. First points of the second half for John Tanjay. 64-50 Wisconsin. 6:10 remaining. Shellstad feeds Biddle. Took a look at a three. Turns it down. Takes it off the left wing. Jump stop. Low on the left. Goes up and in and one. Nate Biddle will go to the free throw line as they get Xavier Amos for the foul. He'll come out. Gilmore is in. Kwame Evans will check in for Brandon Angel, the Stanford transfer, who considered Wisconsin when he went into the portal but stayed out west. 64-52, Wisconsin with 6:04 remaining. Biddle trying to pay off the three-point play, and he does. And the Ducks are within 11. Carter Gilmore against pressure. Evans in his face. Gilmore finds Steven Crowell left open, and Stevie will bring it across on the left side. 6 minutes to play. 64-53, Wisconsin. Here's Carter Gilmore to the free throw line. Feeds Crowell. He'll line up a three left of the circle, and that's way off the mark. Rebound Bartholomew.
And with it being the lead that you have right now, you don't need the three. I just flat out will say it. I'm trying to say it a little nicer than that, but that's bad shot.
There's Nate Biddle. Ducks with a chance to get it to single digits. Biddle in the lane. Turns, shoots, missed. Rebound. McGee batting it around. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Oregon with 5:33 to play. The Badgers lead 64-53 as Max Klesman will check in for John Blackwell.
They haven't been able to crack this, you know, double digit, get this thing to single digits. Oregon hasn't. A lot of it's been Wisconsin defensively.
TJ Bamba, baseline right, inbounds to Bartholomew. Baseline left, a feed for Biddle. He'll flip it out near half court for Jackson Shellstad. Hard left-hand dribble. Steps back, still under the arc, throwing to Biddle. He'll turn. He'll shoot at the foul line. Back iron, no good. Rebound Evans, low on the right. Pushed it up and in, and the Ducks are within nine. 64-55, Wisconsin. 5:12 remaining. Klesman loops it ahead to Kamari McGee. He will circle on the left wing.
In the good back. Decision. Yep. Now move the ball.
Here's Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell, single coverage from Biddle. Now the double from Kwame Evans. Open man, Max. Open right side. He'll snap off a three. It's off the rim. No good. Biddle the rebound for Oregon. 4:55 to play. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. Shellstad against. Well, off of the screen. Feeds Biddle at the top of the circle. Rotates Bartholomew. He'll try a three, and that's good. And Oregon has made this a game. 64-58, Wisconsin. 4:38 remaining. Klesman to the front court. He'll throw to Carter Gilmore. The Ducks with a second half rally. Tanjay top of the arc. He'll try a three, and that is way off the mark, out of bounds. An air ball out of bounds to Oregon.
But what's happening offensively right now for Wisconsin is why Oregon is able to make their run. The ball is not popping. The ball is not moving. You're not seeing good ball movement. We haven't seen any pick and roll action to get some of that rollers. That's all gone south. It's been a lot of isolation basketball offensively.
Blackwell in for McGee. Crowd stirring now at the Kohl Center. Here's Jackson Shellstad. Up top against Carter Gilmore. 4:18 to play. 64-58 Wisconsin. Biddle took a look. Throws to Bamba right of the circle. Goes into Biddle. Right of the lane. A dig from Tanjay. Biddle throws it up. No good. Rebound ripped away by Tanjay. Big stop for the Badgers as Tanjay up the floor for Wisconsin. Spin move in the lane, out the crowd, rotates left corner. Blackwell works baseline, brings it back out front. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Gilmore out front, looped it inside. It's beyond the outstretched hands of Crowell and out of bounds, and that's turnover number 12 for Wisconsin. We have the under four media timeouts. 3:49 remaining. Wisconsin 64, Oregon 58. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Now's your chance. Tackle those bigger projects with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Transform your home with a new Dakota closet. Build your dream bathroom and save on luxury tubs and showers. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. Or start your big garage project. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, John Tanjay with 16 of his 18 points in the first half. Stevie Crowell here, Butchie, followed up the Illinois game. He's got 12 more here today, so maybe a little bit of maybe share it with those two guys today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question. I also think we could throw out there as fast break points. They've got 17 of those.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of what's going on.
They were looking at the monitor on a what they thought was a 3 has been shifted to a 2 at 64-57. So, the Badgers will take any little advantage they can get. As take away one of the 3s, it is now a 2 for the Ducks, and that was a Jadrian, actually maybe that was a Barthelemy 3 that became a 2. That was the case. So he's hit 2 threes. One of those threes had a foot on the line. So make it 64-57, Wisconsin with 3:49 remaining.
And now we look at it with 3:48. I said it with the 7 under 8 timeout, but again, Wisconsin's best free throw shooting team in the country. Now, I mean, you're up by 7. Like, they're going to, at some point, going to have to foul. You got to defend on this end first, and then offensively run some good actions.
Here's Jackson Shellstad to the front court. He has 10 points today. Gives the Bamba left of the circle. Throws to Barthelemy between the rings. Rides to the right side. Goes into Biddle. Right of the lane. Backing on Crowell. Back out Barthelemy. Fakes the 3. Steps up. Mid-range. Right wing. Nope. Rebound Tanjay. Halfway down. It popped out. Tanjay the rebound with 3:27 to play. Badgers up by 7. Tanjay to the front court. Bamba is into him. At the midcourt logo, pass deflected by Bamba. Crowell has it back to John. Tanjay, right block, muscles it up. No, goaltending the call. Count the basket. Tanjay with 20 more points here this afternoon. 66-57 Wisconsin. They will review that. If you call goaltending on the floor, you can look at the replay. And we will do that with
it. It hit the glass,
first, yeah, so that'll be a goaltend. This should be pretty quick.
Very quick.
66-57 Wisconsin as the goaltending call is confirmed, I believe. Dana Altman stating his case over there,
and I usually got a pretty good pulse on what he's looking at. I don't know what Dan Altman right now is going after, but he is animate about something right now. The bucket itself is good. I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, what? Yeah, what, Altman getting an explanation? Yeah. He says, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, exactly.
The shot clearly hit the backboard first. So count the bucket. 66-57 Wisconsin with 3:16 remaining. And here comes Shellstad throwing to Biddle at the top of the circle. He'll feed Barthelemy on the right side. Hooks it out to Biddle. Gives off to TJ Bamba. Off the Biddle high screen. Slips it into Biddle. Low on the left. Got Gilmore to fly by, and the layup is good for Nate Biddle. 66-59, Wisconsin presses on. 2:55 to play. Out of a double team, Klesman throws to Gilmore, whips to Blackwell, who breaks the mid-stripe. 2:48 remaining. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Blackwell against Bamba high on the left. He'll throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell out high. Ball knocked loose, and it goes into the hands of Biddle. Ahead to TJ Bamba. Blackwell chasing. Shot up, no good. Evans the follow, and he scores. 66-61, Wisconsin. 2:28 remaining. Inbounds pass to Klesman. They're trying to trap him. Max releases to Gilmore. Middleman is Blackwell. John through the center circle to the front court. 2:20 to play. Badgers up by 5. Blackwell bounces to Crowell. Top of the arc. Sends it to Carter Gilmore. He'll leave it for Tanjay. Off the left wing, retreats, 10 to shoot, 2:07 to play. Crowell high on the right. Reads Max Klesman. Here comes Max into Crowell. Right block, a bump, a charge is called as Biddle got position. And much like Wisconsin sold it in the first half, Biddle sells it here.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's the first on Crowell, yes. 2:01 to play. But you know what? He did lower the lowered the shoulder into the chest. But we also know that you don't get that very often. But both teams have gotten one of those today.
They've got one, exactly. Yes. But, yes.
Angel
we'll just
in.
Say yes.
Angel in. Evans out. 2:01 to play. 66-61 Wisconsin. And here comes Jackson Shellstad to the front court with a minute 55 to play. Bartholomew out high. Sizes up the defense. Feeds Shellstad off the left wing. 18 to shoot. Bounce pass Biddle. Left of the lane against Crowell. Backing. Turns it out, Bamba for three on the right side. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound tip into the hands of Blackwell with a minute 38 to play.
Great box out by Carter Gilmore.
Boy, that was big time. Winning play right there from Gilmore. Here's Crowell up top, hands off to Klesman. 1:25 remaining, 66-61 Wisconsin. Max will feed Crowell outside right. Loops it back to Blackwell at the center circle. 8 to shoot. Blackwell off the Crowell screen. Here's John driving right block. Knocked away out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. They may review this. Yep, they will.
Yep.
So this will get looked at. The shot clock shows 3 seconds. The game clock a minute 13. 66-61. Wisconsin leading Oregon.
And with 3 seconds on the shot clock here, this is where Greg Gard steals a timeout. With
yeah,
the
does.
Review.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
He absolutely steals a timeout here. Because I think Greg probably would have called a timeout anyways with three. You're up by five. You want to draw up a quick play here where you know you're going to get a decent shot with three on this clock. Now they review it, you get an early one. Ooh. I think that
this might go to Oregon. Yeah, it looked like it may have been off of Blackwell.
That's why I don't like the reviews. Like, I understand it, but I think this is off John. I think this is going to be Oregon ball.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, now we've got the extra zoom in.
Well, the tough part was it looked like Shellstad reached down and slapped Blackwell on the left wrist, but you can't review that.
You can't call
it. You can only review who touched it last. You can't.
And this is where it's extremely tough for the officials because there's a foul there.
There was a foul.
You don't want to, like, as an official, you don't want to call that. Just call it out of bounds, Wisconsin, because it's, I mean, it.
But yeah, you have to.
But now that you've gone through the review process, and this is the area of review that gets so questionable, do you need it? Do you not? And now you zoom in to see if there's a fingertip that hits it. This review is not going to be quick.
No, you're right because it's still going on right now.
And it's because it's that close.
So let's reset it for you. A minute 13 remaining, 66-61. Wisconsin leading Oregon.
Ball.
Yep, and just like we thought slash feared, this will be Oregon basketball. So it's a turnover for Wisconsin. 14 turnovers today for the Badgers. Points off turnovers, 19-12 in favor of Oregon. So that's been a stat that has helped the Ducks keep this game alive. Kwame Evans will inbound to Shellstad. Down to a minute 10 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Shellstad, left side of the front court. Pounds the dribble, feeds Bartholomew for three, right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Rebound, tapped out of bounds, last touch by Wisconsin.
Oregon's had some really good looks here.
They have. 1:01 to play, 66-61 Wisconsin. Ducks 7-22 from the three-point line today. Bamba, sideline left front court, will inbound. Gets it into Nate Biddle. Left of the circle, hands off to Bamba. Operates against Tanjay, spin move up left hand and in for TJ Bamba. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. 55.9 to play. Gilmore inbounds it to Max Klesman. And he gets bumped by Kwame Evans. They got three fouls to give, make it two now as Evans picks up the personal. His first, team's fourth. 66-63, Wisconsin with 54.2 seconds remaining.
Wisconsin has a team. Look at what they're able to shoot from the free throw line, 83%.
Carter Gilmore against pressure. Evans in his face. Gilmore looking, bounces it into Blackwell. He'll streak up the left side of the front court. He'll throw to Gilmore between the circles, 48 seconds to play. Blackwell out high. Oregon still has two fouls to give. The Ducks look like they want to play this out. 40 to play, 16 to shoot. Blackwell holding, and now Greg Gard will use a timeout with 37.8 seconds remaining. 13 on the shot clock. 66-63, Wisconsin leads Oregon.
At some point, if you're a great guard, Carter Gilmore was in there offensively. He's taking, and I you can kind of go offense, defense a little bit. Carter Gilmore, 35% now, free throw shooter. Now, they're going to play this out, Oregon. But it's one thing to watch.
The Badgers will have one timeout remaining. Oregon has two. The Ducks have the possession arrow. The Ducks have two fouls to give. The next Wisconsin foul would have Oregon in the 1-1. And 37.8 seconds to play. 13 on the shot clock. Wisconsin 66, Oregon 63. Tanjay sideline left will inbound. TJ Bamba is up on him. Tanjay will get it into Crowell, left wing. Shot clock is at 10. Stevie needs a little help. Pass knocked away, stolen by Barthelemy. Another Wisconsin turnover. 28 seconds left. Altman wants a timeout and he'll get it. 16 turnovers for Wisconsin today. And the Ducks will be on offense. 27 to play, 25 to shoot, 66-63, Wisconsin.
10 of those turnovers in the second half. And this is a tough game to play in. You're up by 15 for the majority of the game. And now all of a sudden, the momentum switched, and it just keeps going and going and going and going, and you fall into that rut. Well, you got 27 seconds left. It's all about getting a stop.
Yeah.
And what's all about getting a stop.
You were mentioning those turnovers in the second half. Wisconsin in the second half plays about as clean a brand
Correct.
Of basketball as anybody in the country. And today, that has just not been the case.
They have five turnovers in the last 5:48. You look at how that's played out. That's why it's played out the way it has.
Oregon has scored the last 6 points and 13 of the last 15. And they have the ball with 27 seconds left in regulation, 66-63, Wisconsin. So now that question comes into play. Both teams have one timeout remaining. If you're Oregon, you know, at the old line, you don't have to have a three here. You could get a two, but they haven't been shy here with, and they've had some, as you said, they've had some good looks from the three-point line.
They have had some good looks, absolutely.
And if it's there for the taking, you would think that light is very green here for Oregon. So here we go. Wisconsin 66, Oregon 63. Crowell, Gilmore, Blackwell, Tanjay, and McGee on the floor. Biddle, Evans, Barthelemy, Shellstad, and inbounding sideline left front court will be TJ Bamba. They're on their feet here at the Kohl Center. Badgers trying to hang on. They lead by three. Bamba inbounds to Biddle, left elbow, gets it back to Bamba, in the paint, slips it into Biddle, low on the left layup, no good, rebound Gilmore, taps it to Blackwell, who gets fouled as Nate Biddle missed a no-footer, and Gilmore kept the play alive with the rebound. There's a foul in the backcourt with 18.5 to play.
And sometimes you got to be a little lucky.
Yes, you do. Lesmond in, McGee out. That foul was on Barthelemy. It's the team's fifth. Job not done yet. 18.5 to play. 66-63. Wisconsin leads Oregon. Gilmore gets it into Tanjay, stumbles to the floor, kicked out
it's
of bounds by
of
Bamba.
Yeah, they're going to review
they'll
it.
They'll review it, but I thought Bamba kicked it. I think we'll let replay tell us.
I think it's off Bamba. And
boy, there is nothing easy. It was a wide pass.
Ooh.
They went off the leg of Bamba. The question is, after that, go off the arm of John Tanjay?
It absolutely does. Now, does he Bamba kick the ball there?
inbounds pass was a tough catch, and Tanjay slipped. Bamba was there, so.
And I, this is going to be the one. And John.
That went off of Tanjay.
It went off of Tanjay's left hand. So it goes off the leg, but then secondly,
yeah.
John Tanjay's hand touches this. And John's hand is the one that pushes that to the side. The first shot that you looked at, you can see John's hand be the last one.
Yeah.
This one, it looks like it's the kick. But if they go back to the first one, I think it's the Oregon ball.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. They're taking their time looking at it. 17.2 seconds remaining. Shot clock now dark, of course. 66-63, Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK 1260 AM, 107.5 FM, and 107.8 FM, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Boy, it's good to be wrong. Well, they just pointed Wisconsin's way.
But the last one here that they see, it goes off the leg of Bomb there. Now,
not complaining. Okay,
no,
Wisconsin
Bulls. I agree.
They adjust the clock. 17.9 remaining, and now Max Klesman will be inbounding.
I did just schedule an optic view, though, so I had to call and get that scheduled. So
Klesman looking, and the pass goes off the hands and leg of John Blackwell and out of bounds, and after all that, Oregon's going to get it back. Off the 17th turnover for Wisconsin. My goodness. And now, Dana Altman's going to use his final timeout. 17 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 66, Oregon 63.
Now, these games are great to play in if you win. Right? So,
yeah.
they're great to play in if you find a way to work this thing out. And it's going to come down defense.